Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazareth ubingelelwa yemusizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa in the program called Heart and Soul. We are discussing times and seasons eimpilweni zethu sesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. And my emphasis is that your situation is not permanent. UNkulunkulu uyakudlulisa mdaka baba. Ngiyazi ukuthi esikhathini esiningi size sibuzane ukuthi ayibo uhlale kuthiwa siyalungisiswa kanti sizo silunge nini ngoba izimo azifuna ukulunga ngoba izimo azifuna iguquka mina vele since ngingaka kwenzakala u1 no 2 no 3 lalela uNkulunkulu kunala akusa khona. Now today I want to talk about the two different times that according to izwi likaNkulunkulu, the Kairos time and the Chronos time, the Kairos time and the Chronos time. So I'm going to start with the Chronos time. What is the Chronos time? The Chronos time is the chronological time that we are going through on earth. You know, like for instance, if that's how we measure your age, Uguti, you are 40 years old, you are, you know, 45 years old, it takes so much time to do this. It's that thing, is khathi lesesiphila kiso thina is submitted under sona, because mawuvuka ekseni, you know, it's 8 o'clock. Whether uyathanda or awuthandi, but it's 8 o'clock mhlambe ngaleso sikhathi leso, bese kuba u9 kuba u10, you know, makufanele ufike emsebenzini ngo 9:30. Whether you are tanda or outandi, it's either you defy going to work at that particular time because it's katsa kosok ngena. But u 9:30 yena u 9:30. Whether siyavumelana akekho zuthi it's not 9:30. Isikhathi simisiwe sinjalo. But when it comes to the Kairos time is God's appointed time empilweni yakho. So I always explain it like this. Uguti, the spirit realm is always ahead of schedule and the physical realm is always catching up to what the spirit realm is doing. Nothing just happens here on earth, but we are always subjected under the spirit realm. Izinto zenzakala ezweni likamoya before zizo manifesta. That's why uphuphe lela phupho elibi, you know, something terrible happening either to you or your family member, and then after that wayikhulekela ukuthi ingasenzeki. It means that thing happened in the spirit realm and it was waiting to manifest in the physical realm, but because when you reversed the spiritual transaction through prayer and you cancelled it, then you caused a different result to happen in the spirit realm, which then affected the physical realm. Because even the enemy attacks us in the spirit realm. Gangangokuthi, even when we pray for things and we have to wait upon the Lord, those things are given to us in the spirit realm at the time that we pray for them. Whatever it is that you ask. Daniel, sizofunda lana the book of Daniel, uthi lana in chapter 9, the Bible says uthi he was praying and seeking the Lord, and only after 21 days he received his answer. And the angel said, "Uguti, from the first day you prayed, the Lord heard you and the Lord answered you, and the Lord released me to come and be an answer to your prayer. But because there was resistance in the atmosphere, the prince of Persia, which was a principality ebeyikhona in the region la ekhona uDaniel at the particular time, resisted me. But because of your consistency prayer, Daniel, then uNkulunkulu wezwa ukuthi oh impendulo ayikafiki kuye. That's why he's still crying. What release uMichael. uMichael is an angel of war. Then uMichael was the one that freed Gabriel, because uGabriel is not an angel of war, but he's a messenger. Then he freed Gabriel, and as he freed Gabriel, then that's where the answer came after those 21 days. But in the spirit realm, uDaniel was a receiver on that particular day. Impendulo yakhe. So I want us to understand ukuthi izinto they may not happen chronologically ngalezindlela thina esizifuna ngayo, but believe you me, at the appointed time, whatever it is that the Lord has promised you empilweni yakho izo manifesta ngesikhathi esimisiwe. Wena kuphela ungashintshi iposition yakho. You are believing God for umntwana kuloyo mshado loyo owe 10 years umntana engekho senize niyahlukana okwenzakala inlalela. The God that we serve is a God who hears, and it's the God who answers, and he will answer you. That's what I want to tell you. Ngicela ukufunda lana ku Daniel chapter 9. Verse 1 lithi, and in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books, the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Now, during that time, about Daniel bebase kuthunjweni base Babylon at that particular time, and when you read the book of Jeremiah chapter 28, there was a prophet that prophesied ngamanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi manje this is the time for your deliverance to come out of Babylon. UNkulunkulu is here, he wants you to come out, and he's coming to deliver you. And then Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, that's where Jeremiah, after he communed with God, uNkulunkulu uyamtshela ukuthi no, there's gonna be 70 years of this slavery. It is the plan and the purpose of God ukuthi abantwana baka Israel bahlale for 70 years in Babylon at that particular point in time. Bese uNkulunkulu wathi, for I know the plans that I have towards you, the plans of good and not of evil. So waze wamtshela wathi, get married, abantwana mabashate, yakhani imizi lapho ninethezeke, because isikhathi sokuthi niphume asikakafiki. But now, after those 70 years, now uDaniel uyavela, he's reading the book of Jeremiah, which was the prophetic calendar at the particular time, ukuthi 70 years ngathi seyishayile manje, and the promises of the Lord have not been fulfilled. So now he's humbling himself before the Lord to say, what is actually going on, Lord? These are the 70 years ebekufanele ngabe sesiyaphuma manje lana, but we are still here. Then he's now trying to seek the Lord, and this is where now he gets into this fasting. Njoba sihlale sikhuluma ngeDaniel fasting kangaka, he's asking the Lord ukuthi, when is this thing actually gonna be? Now, bathandekayo, as umntana kaNkulunkulu, ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi things happen at the Kairos time, ngesikhathi sikaJehova, ngesikhathi esimisiwe. Ufuna imoto, uzoyithola ngesikhathi esimisiwe. Ufuna umshado, uzowuthola ngesikhathi esimisiwe, according to the plan and purpose of God for impilo yakho. The plan and purpose of God is the one that will dictate the time and the season for you to possess the things that God wants you to have. But zizoyenzakala ngesikhathi sikaNkulunkulu. So here, this is the Kairos moment where now uDaniel uya kuNkulunkulu ukuthi sekumele, and that's where he starts to get all the answers and all of that. So what I want to say to you, ukuthi kwanawe osesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu, whatever it is that the Lord has promised you, whether you journal on your daily, you know, on a daily basis in your devotional times, ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuthembise 1 no 2 no 3, whatever it is that the Lord has promised you, the Lord will definitely fulfill it in the Kairos time. Ngesikhathi esimisiwe, konke uNkulunkulu akuthembise kona kuzofezakala. Into engifuna ukuthi uyazi leyo. And I also want to talk about uLokhuzana. I also want to talk about Uhana in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1. We know the story of Uhana, who did not have children, but because Tenjini, the other woman, had children. Yena emthanda uNkulunkulu, emkhonza uNkulunkulu, ethembekile kuNkulunkulu nasemyenini wakhe nasemshadweni wakhe, kodwa abantwana bebengekho ngoba lichizwe kaNkulunkulu uJehova bekasivalile isibeletho sakhe. uNkulunkulu uyasivala isibeletho for injongo yakhe ukuthi uzosivula yena ngesikhathi sakhe esimisiwe. Lichizwe kaNkulunkulu wakhuleka uHana bese ngesikhathi esimisiwe. You know, that's where uHana lana ku verse 20 ithi, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hana had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Now, uNkulunkulu bekanesidingo naye la during this time, and noHana. UHana bekanesidingo somntwana, kanti uSimakade, uNkulunkulu odala izulu nomhlaba, unesidingo esomprofethi ezweni. You know, during the time abapriesta bathembakalanga kuNkulunkulu, kwenzakala imikhuba, balalana endlini kaJehova, kwenzakala izinto. uNkulunkulu uthi, I need a prophet. When this woman came, wathi, uma ungiphi umntwana ngizombuyisela kuNkulunkulu. Wathi, yabona wena, you are speaking my plan and purpose. What, because of that, uzonaka isidingo sami, ngizokunikeza umntwana. Wamnika and wathembakala uHana. Bese lithizwe kaNkulunkulu emva kwalokho uNkulunkulu wamupha nabanye abantwana. Nawe kuleso sibelethe sivalekile leso wena nje you just need to seek what it is that the Lord wants to do ngempilo yakho ngesikhathi esimisiwe ithembiso zikaNkulunkulu zizobonakala empilweni yakho ngoba unguNkulunkulu othembekile uNkulunkulu akubusise mlaleli
The words of the Lord are words of life Your heart is on 657 AM 657 AM Radio for believers in action